When Allen High School's Eagle Stadium first opened in 2012, it was met with Texas-sized fanfare. A shimmering $60 million facility for 18,000 roaring fans, a 38-foot-wide high-definition video screen, corporate sponsors, and nearly 200 restrooms. It made national headlines. ESPN called it the Palace of High School Football.
It's got everything that you could want in a stadium. When I first read about how many restrooms and concession stands they had, I said, now that's a top-notch facility there.
That was football fan Ken Fratt on CBS 11 back at Eagle Stadium's inaugural game. The stadium was approved as part of a $119 million bond package in 2009, even as some school districts across the country and the state struggled financially. It was a decision that local officials and Eagles superfans defended as a community centerpiece and a source of pride for years to come. But shortly after the stadium's grand opening, people started finding major cracks in the concrete, and the headlines started to change.
Allen High School's $60 million football stadium will be closed for the entire upcoming season.
One online headline called Allen Stadium a $60 million high school money pit.
Deemed dangerous to the public because of cracking concrete.
$59,600,000 taxpayer dollars for a high school football field. Well, guess what? They've had to close it.
Their problems made national news. Allen ISD hired consultant firm Nelson Forensics to investigate. Among other problems, they identified design deficiencies in the stadium's elevated concourse that failed to meet building codes and jeopardized the safety of the structure. Daily class activities were relocated, and the stadium was closed for both public and private use. That meant no graduation ceremonies, no football games, and no practices.
The worst thing was not being able to walk out the door and practice. We were on a bus every day because we bussed over to our old stadium to practice. We bussed over there for off-season. We bussed somewhere else to play.
Head coach Tom Westerberg says while it was inconvenient, the team's morale was untouched. The Allen Eagles ended up taking home the state championship last year, its third consecutive win.
Well, the whole thing that our kids learn real fast is that they don't worry about things they can't control. Had a great group of seniors and a great senior quarterback, so it didn't affect them one bit.
PBK Architects and Poe Construction, who built the stadium, repaired it at no cost to Allen ISD or taxpayers. Crews reinforced the scoreboard and press box with steel to withstand high winds. Metal beams support the concession stands, and steel braces were added at the entry ramps. PBK also doled out $2.5 million in lost revenue and expenses to Allen High. The stadium reopened in time for graduation this past spring, but this is football country. The game tonight marks the stadium's formal reopening, and it will be the first time the players will have played an actual home game since late 2013. Fortunately, a season on the road has made them impervious to pressure. Senior Gregory Little says the team's been practicing hard, like it does for any game.
I feel pretty good. I'm excited right now, and I'm pumped to go play my teammates and get a W.
Senior Levi Owens-Arike says while traveling for away games was certainly fun last year, nothing beats the cheers of the fans at home.
Oh, it's a blessing. I definitely miss it. It's a whole nother level. It puts you in a whole nother zone. It's honestly unexplainable until you actually get in it, so I can't wait for it.
The Allen Eagles play the Denton Guyer Wildcats tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.